Radio Munich, commentary of October 28, 1946, 7:45 to 8 p.m.
On July 27th of this year, Dr. Anton Pfeiffer, Bavarian Minister of State for Special Affairs, broadcast an address from this studio in which, among other things, he said, "It is a question of rehabilitating our name in the world. If we wish to put an end to talk of the guilt of the German people, then we must prove that National Socialism involved only a minority of the German population, and that the crimes committed in its name, no less than militarism and its attendant politics of violence, are condemned outright by the majority." I completely share Dr. Pfeiffer's views here. And for precisely this reason, I wish to comply with the demand he formulated in the same broadcast, namely that responsible criticism be exercised. It seems to me more than a matter of mere chance that the Ministry for Special Affairs staff policies are making it increasingly evident that anti-fascist forces are not particularly desirable in this ministry. Recently, no less than 8 anti-fascist employees in the ministry have been dismissed, sometimes without mention of reasons, and that despite the current staff shortage. One of those dismissed is Otto Kohlhofer, who was interned for 10 years in prisons and concentration camps for anti-fascist activity. At the same time, people are employed who are at least not anti-fascist. The public attorney at the Upper Bavarian Court of Appeal, district attorney Herr Half, also practiced as an attorney in Berlin during the Nazi era. Today he's denazifying Bavaria. Given this state of affairs, it seems reasonable to ask whether these circumstances meet with the Minister of State Dr. Pfeiffer's approval, and if not, what corrective measures he intends to undertake. In all frankness, I wish, therefore, to raise a question. The question, namely, what conditions a man must meet whose position today requires him to condemn hundreds of thousands of former party members. The general public will agree with me, at least I believe it will, that it is at least desirable that such a man will have been more than simply not a Nazi or merely a silent opponent of National Socialism. The Minister of State, Herr Dr. Pfeiffer, was himself Secretary General of a party that voted for the Enabling Act in 1933 and hence for Hitler. During the Nazi period, the most he had to put up with was 3 weeks imprisonment in 1933, during which, in his own words, he was well treated. He remained professor of studies at the Gisela High School, kept his six-room apartment in Georgenstrasse, and did nothing to prevent one of his sons joining the Hitler Youth and another the SA Cavalry Corps. Finally, when one learns that in the 13 departments devoted to this task, 47 people are still employed who were either Nazis or militarists, then I think it is understandable why the bulk of the population are losing faith in the justice of the process of denazification as it is being conducted at present.
From 1946 until my retirement, I worked in the Department of Agricultural Engineering at Ludwigstrasse 2. The building had formerly housed the regional headquarters, the Gauleitung. To begin with, I thought I wouldn't be there long. I'd only gone to the Ministry of Agriculture because of a quarrel between a well-known radio commentator and the then Minister for Agriculture. They quarreled publicly for several weeks. The radio commentator accused Baumgartner, the Minister for Agriculture, of employing all the former Nazis and not a single political persecutee. In the end, Baumgartner said, I heard it myself, "Then send me a few." 5 were sent. I was one of them. but by the time they were ready to interview us, I was alone. The others didn't turn up. They were scared of entering a ministry. I quickly realized that after 3 days, they'd say, "Who have you sent us here? We can't use him." So I picked a quarrel and told them what I thought. And then they made a big effort and found me a job in the machine section at the Department of Agricultural Engineering. The head of the division was the only official who hadn't been a Nazi. He gave me the chance to learn the ropes.